Welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus. Today I am joined by Rabbi David Heber, a Kashrus administrator at the Star K in Baltimore. Thank you, Rabbi Heber, for being here again.
Thank you for inviting me back.
Now, speaking of Lamdisha cereals, I know that one of the more Lamdisha cereals as far as Hilchos Brachos is concerned is Crispix.
Crispix is the most Lamdisha cereal.
So talk about how Crispix is made and how that manifests itself in a difficult Brachos question.
Sure. Okay. So Crispix is made, it's a Kellogg's product. And we actually were at the factory where they make this product, and we actually Rav Heineman also went to check to the factory to actually see it and make sure that there's a Clarkite. Rav Heineman, I think, was the first Pesach. Someone wrote a shtickel Torah on Crispix, and the beginning of the shtickel Torah with various Pesachim. It's mamish different Pesachim. The first it began Yodua Hapsak Ramesh Rav Heineman Shlita, because he had Paskin on it already, probably, I don't know, 20, at least 25 years ago, 30 years ago. And the way they make it is as follows. The real way they make it is proprietary, so we can't get into the prote protim, but what the proprietary part is not negei hilchos brachos. What's negei hilchos brachos is not proprietary, and that is that it has one side rice and one side corn. Okay? Now the rice side is going to be mezainis, because it's processed, like we said, rice checks. It's mm-hmm. really... It's similar to rice checks on one side. The other side is corn. Okay, now, agav, corn checks, the bracha is shahakal. The OU, who's been to the factory, says that it's enough, small enough pieces uh-huh. that it becomes a shahakal, loses its tzura, it's no longer nicker. Crispix, though, what they use, the pieces of corn that they use are big enough that they're considered to be nicker.
That's interesting. So it's different than corn checks.
I've never been to the corn checks factory, but uh-huh. but the way it was described there, it's less nicker than the Crispix, and at least the lumdus that was, mm-hmm. was described. The all you Pesachim came out that it's shahakal because it loses its tzura, right? The corn checks, and that's what we put on our list. Based on the I guess Rabelski or Shechter who paskened on this. And but Crispix, Rav Heineman actually saw it. He was given, this is what it looks like before it goes into the machinery. He looked at it, he said, Klar, it's nicker, 100%. Originally, they brought samples back, mm-hmm. right? And said, this is what it looks like. He said, it's Hadama, right? It still retains its status of Hadama. And at the factory also, he looked at it, Klar, it retains his status. It retains the status of Hadama. Now, Agav, I'll tell you something else that happened in the factory to get Bishal Akum, which was very interesting.
Okay.
But Lamaisa.
So now we have Mezainis and Hadama.
And Hadama, right. So here's where it gets, and technically they are, they come together, right? They're, and that's the proprietary part of how they get them together, but they get it together because you see that it's together. Now, now the rice side is Mezainis and the corn side is Hadama. It's basically, there's not basically equal. For all, one could dine on, percentage and so on, but for all intents and purposes, you look at it, you see it looks basically, the same. Someone recently called me and they said, maybe this size looks a little bigger. I said, there's a formulation. It looks the same. They want it to be basically the same. Right. And therefore you have this item. So Rav Heineman Paskin, you make two brachas on this. You make a mezainis on the right side and a hadama on the corn side, because there's no ikar and tuffel. You want, how do you don an ikar and tuffel? Right, you eat a piece of cake with frosting. So you have mezainis, and then you have the shakal, but shakal's tuffel, because the gedarim of ikar and tuffel say you make one bracha. Here, when you go through all the tiebreakers, what do you want most? I want both, right? If I wanted corn, I'd have corn checks. If I wanted rice, I'd have rice checks. I want them both. So there's no rive for all intents and purposes. It's close enough that it's considered as one, and therefore you have no ikar and tuffel. You make two brachas. Now I just want to point out, I've said this in a shir. Many times, and one year a Rav in Baltimore called me up, and he said, a neighbor called me up, and they said they're making two brachas on Crispix. So I said, it's Rav Heineman's psak. There are chalukah days, which I'll mention in a moment, just briefly. There are chalukah days. So no, he said, no, that's not what I mean. He said, somebody went ahead, my neighbor, and they heard in a shir that you make a mezainis and a hadama. So they pick up the Crispix and they say, Baruch Atah Hashem al-Kemal al-Khalabrayim in Mezainis. Baruch Atah Hashem al-Kemal al-Khalabrayim. And I say, oh no, right? have his zohir and everything you say, right, how you say it. Because you have to make him a Zionist and eat a little bit of the right side, and then you make Hadama, and then you eat the corn side.
Is it easy to tell which side is which?
Okay, so that's a good question. So after, when we asked the company and we were at the plant and we saw it, we make the dark side is the right side and the light side is the corn side. People have called us several times and they say, if you look at the box and they write a rice and a corn cereal, you see it's fakert on the box. But we got nervous once. Someone said there's a case and we called them up, and when the person with contact wasn't in, and we were all, this many years ago, Lemaisa, don't look at the box. The box is marketing, right? The Iker, you can't rely on the front of the box. You rely on the ingredients. You can't rely on the marketing for whatever cheshvin, and we tied it to them. Why are you
misleading?
Right, it's the opposite side. So it's not, you know, don't have kamina for them. But Lemaisa, the right side is the dark side, and the front side is the light side. Anyway, so you make the brachas in that order. There are other paiskim that are chaylik. Some say you cannot have one entity that's two brachas. Right? Mm-hmm. You can't have such a thing. Now, Ramesh has an ice cream sandwich. Didn't say there's two brachas. You make a mezainis and a shahakal on an ice cream sandwich. But Lemaisa, those aren't really fused together. They're not, right. They're not heated together. Right, there are two entities that just, they're separate entities.
And as far as bracha achrayna on crispix?
So that would be barnafasha. So that's because rice anyway is a barnafasha.
Anyway, barnafasha.
So you're good.
So you're good.
Some points can
be... It would be a little more complicated if it was from the chamishas
minyan dagon. Yeah, right, correct. Right? Then you have to start getting into shiurim, which is a whole other entity of what the bracha achrayna is on
Baruch
something.
Hashem, the mezainah side is rice.
Baruch Hashem. Other points can say shahakol, because you need one bracha, and that you revert to... it's kind of you have two mix, so then maybe it's just a shakal. Some say you make just a mezainis, because even though they're equal, but mezainis is going to cover b'nieved everything, right? And so there are look at the dais on what bracha to be made. You can look at what the halacha lemaisa is. Ask your paisik what it is, and it's Hashem. You'll know what the psak is.
Fascinating. Any final comments on this topic of cereals and brachas? Right.
The main thing is to be alert for what the cereal is. You could look to see sometimes there's changes. We've gotten calls that we had Cheerios. There was a tkufa where Cheerios were making fruity Cheerios, and it was different. It seemed to be a different formula. At one point, there was very little oats in it, and it seemed to be totally the lower ingredient. It was a shahakal. Then all of a sudden we got a call that oats are higher up. So consumers are, and I'm sure you've heard this many times in your wonderful series, and that is that the consumers are the eyes and ears of the kashrus agencies, and they bring information that, we're not reading cereal boxes. Right. We review it. So consumers should be alert, and when they see something that seems to be, wrong, they should call up and say, what's the story? And then that will be, bully day ticking.
Thank you for this fascinating conversation, this educational primer. On cereals.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much.